Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
If you've listened to Long-Term Care Radio in the past, you probably know that I grew up in Colorado. I grew up in Monte Vista, Colorado, or the San Luis Valley, southern Colorado. And my father was a logger, and my mom and dad grew up in this little town called Creed, Colorado, which was a mining town. And the mountains were just part of my life. My father, because he was a logger, he worked in the mountains, so that was work and our recreation. When we went out and did something, we'd go fishing or go spend time in the mountains. It was just always part of our life. Then I moved up to Fort Collins and went to Colorado State University, lived there for basically about 6 years total, and then moved to Chicago. And I was talking about that last weekend on the show, how I got in the mortgage business there. Well, when I left Chicago, I just spent 2 years there, and I came back to Colorado, and I spent about 6 months there before I moved out to Seattle. And during that time, this was 1994, Land Rover had started bringing back the Land Rover Defender, which is, you know, a sport utility vehicle, kind of like a Jeep. And they hadn't sold those in the United States for a long time. And, man, I just coveted this thing. I used to sit there. I had a lot of downtime when I left Chicago living with my parents, you know, just hiking and spending time in the mountains, just really taking it in. I was reading car magazines, and I just had all the stats down on this Defender. I decided that's what I wanted. That was the perfect vehicle, because not only were we used to going in the mountains, we would go to very remote places. My dad, as a logger, would go in and get these contracts and go up and put roads in and hit find these little places that we could go fishing. So I was just really in tune to that, and thought, man, this is great. Here's this Land Rover Defender, and it had this cool image behind it. It was like the Marlboro Man or something. You know, you're going to be driving around in a Defender. The problem is I couldn't afford one. I wasn't working at the time. So I moved out here to Seattle, and in the back of my mind, I just kept, you know, the magazines and all these things on this Land Rover and said, someday, you know, I'm going to get in a position where I can get one of those. And in 1996, I started looking again. I had, you know, it was working. I had saved my money. I was pretty frugal, and I thought, you know, this is a great time. Maybe I'll go start looking at the Land Rovers. Well, then I decided to start a business. So I said, well, this isn't a good time to do it right now, so I'm going to hold off again. So then 97, things were going well in the business, and I said, okay, I'm going to go look at the Land Rover. Well, guess what? The Land Rover Defender, the last year that they brought those over to the United States, the last year they sold them was 1997. So I went down there, and I'm all ready to go. I've got it figured out, how I'm going to pay for it, how I'm going to, you know, what I want, the options, the color and everything. Well, I couldn't get it. And there was none in stock, and the only one that they had in the entire area was already sold. And I said, well, is there any way you can get me one? And they're like, no, we'll do a nationwide search. And guess what? None. None were available. I had just waited too long. So I ended up buying a 1997 Land Rover Discovery, which was their little more civilized version of the Defender. And I will tell you right now, I still have that 1997 Land Rover Defender. It's the first vehicle I ever bought. I paid $30,000 for it. Today, that vehicle is worth maybe $3,000 on a trade-in. I still have it, less than 100,000 miles on it, still in good shape. And it's been a wonderful vehicle for me. But the point is, if I would have bought that 97 Defender that I really wanted, if I would have been able to get that, that car would have cost me probably $1,000 less than the car that I bought, and it'd be worth maybe $50,000 to $75,000 today if it was in good condition like mine is. So I tell you what, I was just shocked when I saw this, because I actually, my daughter has a friend that her dad bought one, and same thing. He bought it in 1997. He's the original owner of it, and he saw my Land Rover Discovery, and we're kind of laughing about it. I said, yeah, mine's worth like $2,500. Yours is worth like $75,000, and he's had so many offers to buy it. And the point is, I just, you know, it just really stinks when you miss out on something like that. And the reason why I talk about that is because, we get this every single week. We have people that have waited too long to put a long-term care plan in place. And I'm going through it this week. I've got several people this week that have stacked up where I can maybe get one person qualified, can't get the other person qualified, or they're both not going to qualify. And there's a lot that goes into this that I think people don't understand. So we're going to spend a little bit of time today talking about some of the misconceptions about long-term care planning and why you need to consider putting a plan in place today versus waiting to put a plan in place out there. And I got a great question from Alex over in Port Orchard that really just started getting me thinking about this show. So I'm going to dedicate this show to him. Before we get there, though, I want to spend a little bit of time talking about our classes in June. We are going to roll into June here in a couple days, believe it or not. And so our next class is June 10th at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's a Wednesday afternoon at 3 o'clock. After that, we're going to have a class on Saturday, June 20th at 9 a.m. in the morning. So we're mixing it up a little bit. Wednesday afternoon at 3 o'clock, and then 10 days later, we'll have the Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Now, both of these classes are the same classes that we teach live. It's just that because of the COVID situation, we are doing it over the webinar. I am still going to limit the number of people that can sign up for these classes because we want to be able to get to the questions at the end of the class. And really what the class is about is, you know, teaching you about what long-term care is, what it pays for, explaining the different options, the asset-based, the hybrid, the traditional plan, the state partnership programs, and just kind of going over all that stuff because we believe at 525 Advisors that we want to start with education, meaning get educated about the subject matter first so you don't get sold something that isn't what you want. You know, it's like there's probably a few people that go out and buy a car without doing any research or having an idea what they want, but you know, for me, that's hard to imagine. And for long-term care planning, that's the first step in our process is get educated about the subject matter so you understand a little bit about what we're talking about. You're doing that by listening to Long-Term Care Radio. You can do it through our website, and you can do it through our webinars. And then when you're ready, we will start that process and design a custom plan for you. But I've got two classes coming up in June on the 10th and on the 20th. All that information is available on our website at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. So go ahead and sign up for those classes there. We're going to head into our first break, and stick around. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the things of the reasons why you want to put a plan in place. We'll be right back.
Many people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Learn more by attending Brian's free asset-based class. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com.
Zach Abraham's the CEO at Bulwark Capital and the host of Know Your Risk Radio here on Cairo, and he has his Know Your Risk virtual roadshow today at 10 a.m. Zach has taken Bulwark's entire investment planning process and condensed it down to a 30-minute live webinar. He'll walk you through their portfolio. He'll show you the performance. He'll also answer all the big questions investors and retirees have in this economy. How much money do you need to retire? Do you need estate planning? When should you take Social Security? He'll show everyone who attends how to protect their portfolio against loss while still growing their assets. Learn all of Zach's investment strategies on the Know Your Risk virtual roadshow today at 10 a.m. You'll also get a free copy of Zach's booklet, Common Sense Investing. There are a few spots left. Sign up now at knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
When we talk about estate planning and elder law, there are two triggers that cause you to review your plan. John Curley here with my attorney, Rick Gregrick. And Rick, what are those two triggers?
Thanks, John. There are two key triggers for when you should review your estate plan. Changes in health or wealth. COVID-19 is a significant impact to both, so everyone should review and update their estate plan. Ask yourself, are you and your family prepared? Do you have the right executors, agents, and trustees? Have you provided for your family? We're here to help. This pandemic has disrupted all of our lives, so each of us needs to be proactive during these difficult times.
Be prepared. Have a plan. Talk to Rick. Gregorick & Associates, they're open. They're essential business, and they want to help give you peace of mind. You can call them or meet virtually to discuss your estate and elder law plan. Call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. Or book your free consultation online at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Having a long-term care plan, it brings certainty to a very uncertain situation. It also allows us to stay in control of our care options, and maybe most importantly, it brings peace of mind to your family during an extremely stressful situation. At Story Monson, I highly recommend doing what my wife and I did, learn about all the new long-term care plans offered by Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. Brian has two live webinars coming up in June. The first one is June 10th at 3 p.m. I'll be joining that one right after my show. And then a second on June 20th. All of Brian's live webinars are free to attend. He'll teach you everything you need to know about long-term care, including all the new plans that are available. They protect your savings, they protect your family, and the plan my wife and I got pays us back if we never use it. I can't recommend him highly enough. He's the best in the country, and he's right here in Bellevue. Sign up for one of his free live webinars coming up June 10th or June 20th. Go to 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
This is Long Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Listen and learn information from a certified long-term care planning specialist. You can email your questions to radio at 525advisors.com.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio. My name is Brian Ott. I'm a certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors. If you just stumbled on us on the dial, we are on actually twice on Saturday now, 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock, and then noon on Sundays. And you can get our schedule at 525longtermcare.com. So we got a question of on our website, and you can always send us a question there. Right under on the homepage, you'll see Long-Term Care Radio Question of the Week. If you have a question for us, just shoot it through to us. We do respond to everybody. And I love these questions because it helps me understand what people are thinking about and the information that they need. Because, again, we want to start with education. That's the idea of this show. You'll notice that we don't have, you know, call now to get the application started. That's not what the show is about. We're going to educate you first, and then when you're ready, we will get to that point of designing that plan for you. And the question this week came from Alex over in Port Orchard. And Alex said, my wife and I are in our early 60s and taking no medications. Does it make sense for us to wait to get long-term care insurance since we are healthy? Man, this is a great question because I think, number one, this is probably the biggest misconception out there about long-term care insurance, that it is something that I'm going to get later in life because I don't need it now. And the short answer for that, Alex, is it doesn't make any sense to do that because the odds are, just like me and my Land Rover, there's a lot of reasons why you may not be able to get it. The reason why I couldn't get a 1998 Land Rover Defender is because they didn't import them. And the reason why is because they had changed the rules, the federal rules, that required airbags in those vehicles for both driver and passenger. So Land Rover, the way that one was designed, they just couldn't do it. So we've had this hiatus now since 1997. They're finally going to bring one back this year. Rumor has it, a Defender. And on insurance, there's lots of reasons why we may not be able to get a plan in the future. And the number one misconception out there, I think, is that, you know, I'll get it when I need it. And you have to understand that you've got to get insurance before the house is on fire, meaning while you're healthy, you're in your 60s, you're healthy, this is the perfect time to put that plan in place because not only does it get more expensive as you get older, it also, your health is the biggest factor. So you may be completely healthy today, taking no medications, and then next year you might be taking a medication that maybe rates you, which means you would have to pay more for the same amount of coverage. And by the way, when I say more, the insurance for a 55-year-old, if you get the exact same amount, you take a 55-year-old and a 60-year-old, that 60-year-old is going to pay substantially more in premiums for the same amount of coverage. And the idea there is that if they both go on claim at age 85, the 60-year-old will probably have paid more in premiums than the 55-year-old, even if the 55-year-old paid 5 years longer. So that's kind of the way insurance is designed. So keep that in mind. I mean, 1 year doesn't make a huge difference for some people, but it can. As you start getting older, the time the insurance company has to maximize those premiums that you're paying and get a return on them, they use their actuarial science. And the older we get, the closer statistically we are to long-term care from an aging point of view. But remember, there's also a big percentage, a third of the people go on claim under 65. So the insurance is exposed right out of the gate. And so number one, you got to get it when your health allows you to. And the healthier you are, the better coverage you're going to get and the better options you're going to have. There's several carriers out there, for instance, that will turn you down for taking gabapentin for pain. And there's only one or two carriers that will consider that. So you've got to keep things like that in mind. Number two, I think another misconception I really want to touch on here is that insurance is a static service, meaning that it just never changes, that the product is the same. And I will tell you, there are so many things that change insurance. In fact, I was just talking last week on my show, and if you missed that, you can always get our podcast at 525longtermcare.com. But I was talking about how there's different changes out there. You got to look at market conditions and things like that. Well, there's constant changes in the insurance business. In fact, hindsight's always 20/20. When I look back at some of the policies that we've had available over the last decade, a lot of them are gone. Lifetime benefits, we're down to two companies now that offer lifetime benefits for long-term care insurance. Used to be standard. Used to be every single company gave lifetime benefits, which meant that once you go on claim, you would never run out of insurance. Now you're having to guess. You're having to say, do I need 3 years of coverage or 5 years of coverage or 8 years of coverage? But it used to be lifetime was just standard. Things like inflation riders. Inflation riders are a big risk to the insurance company. So as interest rates go down, they're promising to grow the value of your policy by 3% every year. Well, that doesn't seem like a big deal until the bond market does what it's done recently. And now all of a sudden you have 30-year treasury rates at 1.4%. You have 10-year at 0.6%. So that affects the insurance company. So what do? They start changing their riders and they start pulling away the 5%. We had one carrier recently that gave 2, 3, 4, 5% inflation riders. They've cut it down to 3 and 5. The 5 is 2 times more expensive than the 3 because it's just that much harder for them to guarantee that return. And that's what insurance is. So keep that in mind. Return of premium options, limited pay options. Those are other things that insurance carriers have had to move away from due to existing market conditions. Meaning there used to be a lot of companies that would say you could pay this policy in 10 years or you can pay it in 20 years or you could have it fully paid up at age 65. Most of those have disappeared. We have, on the traditional side, we have one carrier or two carriers actually now that offer a 10 pay option. Everybody else, you've got to pay until you go on claim. And then on the asset-based plans, they are constantly tweaking those. Some have 10 pay, some have 20 pay, some have paid up at 65. But what we're starting to do now is we're seeing the carriers say, hey, we're not going to accept anybody over age 69. And again, these are market conditions. One of the big things that happened recently is Mutual of Omaha, which is one of the largest now, probably the largest for new business on traditional plans. Great company, A-rated. They've got a good program, a great product. We like it a lot. But they said no one over age 64. Well, 2 weeks ago, you could go up to age 78 with them. So be aware that insurance is not static. Insurance changes just like cars do. So this, you want this vehicle. Well, if they stop offering it, you can't get it in the future. But if I've got that vehicle today, guess what? That's still mine. They can't take that away from me. And that's the way insurance works. You get that contract. You get it put in place. They can't take that away from you. Another thing to keep in mind is regulatory changes. This is another issue that, you know, states all have insurance commissioners. Those insurance commissioners can come out and make changes to whatever rules they want. And then the insurance company has to agree to either accept them and write policies that meet those standards or pull business. So California, for instance, on their state partnership program, this is the program that allows you to protect assets from the Medicaid spend down rules. They came out and said, well, you can't do it with 3% inflation. You have to have it with 5% inflation. Well, what they did, they didn't realize is look what's happening in the bond market. The insurance carrier said that is too much risk to force 5% inflation. So we're just not going to meet that requirement. So they haven't had state partnership programs there in a long time. They've now, the legislation finally said, okay, 3% is okay. Well, 3% is still kind of a stretch for the carriers. So again, keep in mind what I'm really trying to express is that you have to look at what we have today, and you can't always assume that that's going to be there in the future. Market conditions play a major role in the types of programs that are offered, the pricing for those programs, and the options available for those programs. So you go back to the 80s when interest rates were super high. Well, 5% compound inflation was standard. Lifetime benefits was no problem. The insurance carriers had it mapped out that, okay, these are the, this is the money I'm receiving. This is what I'm going to get when I buy a treasury. This is, you know, the risk we can take. Well, what happened is those rates started going down on the bonds, on the money that those insurance could earn, those companies could earn. Well, now they got to tweak, right? They got to start, okay, we're not going to offer lifetime benefits anymore. That's too risky. We're not going to offer 5% compound inflation, or we're going to raise the rates on that, whatever it was. So just keep in mind that there's always changes out there. And the big thing I want you to understand, and this is such a great question that Alex asked, should I wait? There is no guarantee that you're going to qualify for a plan next week. You might go out and get hit by a car today and get a back injury that would make you uninsurable. You might be diagnosed with something. So the idea of having an insurance plan put in place is that it's non-cancelable, meaning that you cannot lose that policy unless you stop paying your premiums. And if you have a 10 pay or you have a single pay option and you just pay that policy up, well, nobody can ever take it away. And they can't change the terms of the contract. They can't come back later and say, you have 3% inflation, but we're not going to let you have 3% inflation anymore. They can't do that. So it's really important to understand that. And I mean, that's part of the reason why I got my first policy in my 40s is because I've seen people get turned down. I mean, gosh, we had a 43-year-old that was turned down. We've had a 41-year-old that's been turned down. There's lots of people that are diagnosed with illnesses, or they get an autoimmune disease, or they get something that pops up. They become uninsurable. So my point is, get a plan today while you're healthy, number one. And number two, look at the options that we have. I think in the short term, over the next 3 to 5 years, I don't think we're going to see a lot more programs coming to the market. I don't think we're going to see anything out there more advantageous than what we have today, because of the interest rate environment. The insurance companies take your premiums. They have to offset that liability, which is the risk they took on their books to pay you that claim. They have to have the cash reserves to do that. And those are usually sitting in treasuries, government securities. And so right now, with the interest rates doing what they're doing, we're starting to see a lot of companies pull back. They're cutting ages back. They're saying, we won't go like Mutual of Omaha, no one over 64. We've had Securian and Nationwide. They said no one over 69. Well, they used to go up to 76 just a few weeks ago. So again, be aware that there's a lot of things that could make that product that you want unavailable. And that's exactly why I started the show out the same, you know, we're talking about that the car that I wanted. I went in there and I decided, I worked hard, I saved, I was ready to go now. Guess what? It wasn't available. Nothing that I did. This was something that was just happened. I could not physically get that vehicle anymore. And so now I have a vehicle that's worth maybe $2,500 instead of $75,000 for the same amount of money. So Anyway, great question, though. I really appreciate that from Alex. And stick around. We're going to head into our next break. And when we come back, I got a client of the week with a cash benefit, and I'm going to explain to you why we designed this plan this way. We'll be right back.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Learn more by attending one of Brian's free classes this month. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. 525longtermcare.com.
How do you know your finances and investments right now in this economy are positioned for a successful retirement? Well, you can attend Zach Abraham's Know Your Risk virtual roadshow today at 10 a.m. Zach, now's the time for everyone to take a hard look at their investment strategy.
Dory, there could not be a more prescient time. I'll answer all the big questions on investors' minds, because I can promise you, if you're incorporating some of the long-running investment strategies in today's markets, like a basic 60-40 stock bond portfolio, you're taking a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement.
Learn all about Zach's retirement planning and investment strategies at his Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow today at 10 a.m. It's a free live webinar. They do have a few spots left, so make your reservation right now at knowyourriskradio.com. That's knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm's licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
When we talk about estate planning and elder law, there are two triggers that cause you to review your plan. John Curley here with my attorney, Rick Gregrick. And Rick, what are those two triggers?
Thanks, John. There are two key triggers for when you should review your estate plan. Changes in health or wealth. COVID-19 is a significant impact to both, so everyone should review and update their estate plan. Ask yourself, are you and your family prepared? Do you have the right executors, agents, and trustees? Have you provided for your family? We're here to help. This pandemic has disrupted all of our lives, so each of us needs to be proactive during these difficult times.
Be prepared. Have a plan. Talk to Rick. Gregrick and Associates, they're open. They're essential business, and they want to help give you peace of mind. You can call them or meet virtually to discuss your estate and elder law plan. Call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. Or book your free consultation online at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio, and thanks again for tuning in this weekend. Hard to believe we are rolling into June next week already. Holy cow, this has been quite the year, 2020. Had a lot of plans, like a lot of you out there, probably a lot of plans were canceled, and I always thought I'd get more done, more things cleaned up around the house than I really have, but I haven't. So I'm just waiting for summer to get here. You heard a couple of ads there, too, by the way. We have a couple classes coming up in June on the 10th and on the 20th. Again, those classes are free. They're just going to be held over a webinar. Our webinar software is super easy to use. You just, once you sign up, we're going to email you a link, and all you do is you click on it and you watch it in a browser. You don't have to download software. You can watch it on your iPad or your phone or your computer, whatever you want. So again, we're making it as easy as possible. And then if you are on your computer, you can send questions in as well too. And that's probably my favorite part of the class, is answering the questions for the people. And I think that's where you learn the most. So we're just going to continue to do these classes over the webinar. They are live. We're just doing them here from the office, which is where I'm doing the radio show as well. I'm just recording the show now because we can't go into the studio. But hopefully all that will change. I think the important part is just to stay healthy and stay focused on what we can do. And we are certainly here to help. So let us know. And all that information, by the way, for our classes, you can sign up at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. So we always try to bring a client of the week to you every week, and this is just where I take a few minutes to go through the design process, kind of the questions, the thought process, what we're doing for somebody when we put a long-term care plan in place. And our process, again, is get educated, number one. Number two, we say we're going to design a custom plan for you. Well, this is what we're talking about. We're going to ask you questions. Tell us about your family. Tell me about your finances. Where's your money? How much of it's retirement accounts? How much is it regular investments? You have rental property, whatever it is. We're going to figure out your assets. Are you a business owner? Because part of the design process is, what do we do? Number one, how do we design the plan for you? How much coverage do you want? But then number two, what's the best way to fund this plan? Do you want to use a single lump sum? Do you want to pay over time? Are you a business owner? Do we need to design something so we can get some tax deductions for the business? So we're going to take all that into account. What is your family situation like? This week was very special. This is Matthew, who is 62, and it ties right in to what the problem we see a lot of. And we're going to talk about this in our final segment. I'm going to bring Madeline Lutch in, our case manager, and we're going to talk a little bit more about what happens when you can't get a spouse approved. So Matthew is 62. He came to us looking for a plan for his wife, for him and his wife. They just wanted to get long-term care insurance. They had seen it happen in their family. They believed it was important. But what had happened is, after we went through the pre-screen, which is where we always start, we never submit to an insurance company until we take the time to do the pre-screen, because this is crucial for us. We have to know what our options are. And so right out of the gate, we realized that Matthew's wife is uninsurable. She has a couple of pre-existing conditions. She's got some pretty severe arthritis, and she's got a little bit of a balance issue. And again, you think of a scorecard. Arthritis by itself isn't necessarily going to bump you out and make you uninsurable. But when you combine it with some of these other issues, she was in a situation where we could not find a carrier that would make an offer to offer insurance for her. So now all of a sudden, this kind of changes the concern for Matthew, because when he started looking at it, a lot of people will consider this and say, well, we came as a couple. The other person can't get it. Maybe it's not right for us. And I say, well, think about this. What happens now? Because she is got some impairments already to her health. She is not in a position where she could take care of Matthew. She just couldn't physically do it. So this is something that we had to really address on this situation. I said, okay, Matthew, insurance is still important for you because we can't make the assumption that she is going to be the first one in an extended healthcare situation. You could go out and get hit by the bus tomorrow. You could be diagnosed with something. You could have a stroke. All kinds of things could happen, and it could put you in a long-term care situation. You could be diagnosed with a cognitive issue. So we need to look at it from both sides. What happens if you end up in long-term care regardless of your wife's situation? And now put that into the mix. Your wife is not in a situation where she's going to be able to offer as much help as maybe somebody else could. So how do we plan around that? So these were all some of the concerns that we took into account for Matthew. And one of the things that he realized too is he did not want to be in a situation where he was going to, you know, go into a long-term care situation and drain down the assets because his wife could not get long-term care insurance. So they needed to use the assets in their nest egg and make sure that there was some money set aside for her so that she doesn't end up a ward of the state, because he went on claim first and burned through all the money. And that happens quite frequently in this country. So what we ended up doing is designing a cash benefit program for him. And what I mean by this is when you go on claim in a long-term care situation, the money's going to come back to you either through reimbursement, which means, you know, your caregivers are going to give you a receipt and send one to the insurance company and they're going to reimburse you. That's the standard. That's the way both of my policies are. They're reimbursement. There's an audit trail. You get claim specialists. You get care coordinators. You get all these different advantages, I think, on a reimbursement plan. And quite frankly, if you move into assisted living facility, it doesn't really matter anyway because someone's managing that. But the other way you can do it is a cash benefit. And what I mean by that, it doesn't matter if it's reimbursement or it's cash if I'm in a facility. But if I'm at home, the idea of a cash benefit is a cash benefit is just going to pay me that full monthly benefit every month, regardless of my need for care, regardless of the receipts that I turn in, because I don't have to turn any in those receipts on a cash benefit plan. So the idea is, think of it as a pension. I'm going to trigger that claim. It triggers the same way. Either I need help with two activities of daily living, or I'm diagnosed with a cognitive issue. But now the insurance company says, okay, we're going to start paying you your money every single month. So the advantage of that in this situation, the reason why we went with a cash plan is because if Matthew ends up in a long-term care situation, he's going to have cash. He may not need all that money, but he can use that money to provide care for himself and for his wife, meaning if he has a caregiver coming in, they can hire somebody to come in and cook for him and clean for him and clean for both of them and not worry about having to have the receipts separated out saying I can only pay for care for one person. So that's the advantage if I'm a situation where I can only cover one person. Or I have, say, a special needs adult child. That's another advantage where maybe a cash benefit plan really stands out. So this is how we designed his plan. We actually went through a bunch of, he had retirement accounts and savings and this, that, and the other thing. And he had some money sitting in CDs that, you know, he had accumulated over the years and inherited a little bit of money from his parents. And so we ended up just doing a single deposit, one lump sum to the insurance company of $137,000. This provided Matthew $6,500 a month of long-term care insurance for 6 years. So that means his initial bucket of money is $500,000. He's got $500,000 of long-term care insurance today that he can pull out at $6,500 a month. Now, that also has an inflation rider on it. So that means the value of the policy, that $500,000, and the value of that monthly benefit, the $6,500 that he can pull out every month, is going to grow by 3% a year. So the idea is we go out 20 years, now he's got $864,000 of long-term care that he can pull out at $11,000 a month. You go out to, you know, let's go out 25 years. He's got over $1 million of tax-free long-term care insurance that he can pull out at $13,000, $130,000+ a year that he can pull out for over 6 years. So that's what I mean by inflation value. It's growing the value of the policy, that just think of it as a bucket of money, and then it's also growing how fast you can pull the money out of that bucket. So this is a fantastic plan because it's a cash benefit plan. It's a one and done. He paid it up. He just repositioned some assets. Now what he can do with the rest of his assets is do some strategic planning to say, look, if I go into long-term care, I know what we have. If my wife goes into long-term care, I know that we're going to be able to use these other assets to pay for her care, and I don't have to worry about draining her assets down if I end up in a long-term care situation. Now, what happens if Matthew gets lucky? He lives a nice long life and has one bad day. Well, the value of this policy isn't lost. What he's going to end up getting back is $156,000. Remember, he put $137,000 in, but the death benefit, that return of premium on this policy, is $156,000. So that money is going to go to his wife now, or to his kids. Depends how long he lives and who's his beneficiary. Now, if he passes away, say, suddenly in a year or two, well, that money's just going to be paid to his estate. The money's going to go to his wife, so there'll be that extra bucket of money there to pay for her care. So they never lost that. And this is what a lot of people are worried about. If I just get long-term care insurance and I don't get it for my spouse because they can't get it, well, that's not fair because I'm using some money that we should probably just keep in our estate. And I'm like, no. That money's in your estate either way. It's just that if you need long-term care, your $130,000 turns into, you know, $500,000 or $8,000 or $1 million, depending on when you go on claim. That's the guarantee of the insurance. Now, let's say that he does go on claim and he uses all of his insurance. Well, this particular company actually will give you a guaranteed minimum death benefit. So he's going to get $31,000 back. So really, he puts $137,000 in. He could use $1 million of long-term care insurance. When he passes away, his estate still gets $31,000 back. So net-net, we're saying, gosh, that's $106,000 to get a growing bucket of money that starts out over $500,000 and compounds by 3% every single year. And again, I think the reason why we went this route with Matthew is that a cash benefit simply says you can have that money, you can do what you want with it, it's your money, we're not going to ask for receipts. The government says you can receive up to $11,400 a month, and that's fine. That's what they call their per diem limit. We are well under that. Even with the inflation, his value is growing every month, but the government also grows that per diem amount as well, too. So it's just a really good, well-thought-out plan that's going to work great in this situation for him and give him a tremendous amount of flexibility. They can hire their own healthcare worker if they want. They can do whatever. They can pay family members. They can do whatever they want. And if he moves into an assisted living facility, guess what? He's got that money. He can pay, you know, for a two-bedroom. Or if he needs to bring help in for him, they can take care of his wife as well, too. So anyway, stick around. I'm going to bring Madeline Lutch in, our case manager, in our final break, and we're going to talk a little bit more about what happens if you can't get your spouse insurance. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay you back with interest if you never use it. Learn more and sign up for one of Brian's free classes at 525longtermcare.com.
Having a long-term care plan, it brings certainty to a very uncertain situation. It also allows us to stay in control of our care options, and maybe most importantly, it brings peace of mind to your family during an extremely stressful situation. In Story Monson, I highly recommend doing what my wife and I did, learn about all the new long-term care plans offered by Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. Brian has two live webinars coming up in June. The first one is June 10th at 3 p.m. I'll be joining that one right after my show. And then a second on June 20th. All of Brian's live webinars are free to attend. He'll teach you everything you need to know about long-term care, including all the new plans that are available. They protect your savings, they protect your family, and they
plan my wife and I got pays us back if we never use it. I can't recommend him highly enough. He's the best in the country, and he's right here in Bellevue. Sign up for one of his free live webinars coming up June 10th or June 20th. Go to 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
When we talk about estate planning and elder law, there are two triggers that cause you to review your plan. John Curley here with my attorney, Rick Gregrick. And Rick, what are those two triggers?
Thanks, John. There are two key triggers for when you should review your estate plan. Changes in health or wealth. COVID-19 is a significant impact to both, so everyone should review and update their estate plan. Ask yourself, are you and your family prepared? Do you have the right executors, agents, and trustees? Have you provided for your family? We're here to help. This pandemic has disrupted all of our lives, so each of us needs to be proactive during these difficult times.
Be prepared. Have a plan. Talk to Rick. Gregrick and Associates, they're open. They're essential business, and they want to help give you peace of mind. You can call them or meet virtually to discuss your estate and elder law plan. Call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. Or book your free consultation online at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Are your finances and investments right now in today's economy positioned for a successful retirement? You can attend Zach Abraham's Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow today at 10 a.m. Zach, tell us all about it.
Dory, we've taken our entire planning process, the same one you and Suzanne went through, and we've condensed it down into a 30-minute class.
I love that.
We'll answer all the big questions. Do you need estate planning? Long-term care? When should you take Social Security? How much money do you need to retire? And we're also going to show everyone who attends how to protect their portfolio against loss while still growing their assets.
Don't miss the Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow with Zach Abraham today at 10 a.m. Sign up now at knowyourriskradio.com. You'll get a free copy of Zach's booklet, Common Sense Investing, too. They do have a few spots left. Reserve yours right now at knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwer Capital's DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio. Just joining me here in the 525 World Headquarters studio is Madeline Lutch.
Hello. Good to be here.
Yeah, this is our conference room, and we just actually got a new conference table about 6 months ago, maybe?
Yeah, right.
4 months,
before
6 months ago.
Happened, really.
And we got this nice big screen TV in there that we use as a computer, and just really nice. People can come in and meet with us, and we can do all this stuff. And now I'm holding webinars, and we're recording our radio show in here because we can't have people in the office. It's interesting how that worked out.
Yeah, we're the only ones who can appreciate it right now.
Yeah. And by the way, you just heard some ads. We do have a couple classes coming up. We Madeline was always at the classes with us. She still is. She moderates these classes. So we do it on the webinar now, and you can type your questions in, and then they come over to me. She'll get them over to me, and we can answer those questions for you on the webinar. So you type them in, and then I'll read out that question and shoot it back to everybody so everybody still gets to learn off of some of these questions everybody asks. And our next class is June 10th. At 3 o'clock. That's a Wednesday afternoon at 3 o'clock, and then Saturday on the 20th at 9 a.m. And again, those will be our two classes for June. So look for those on our website at 525longtermcare.com. So we've had this week, at least, it's kind of funny how it comes. It rains and it pours. And I think this week we're working on three or four cases that we have a married couple and we can only get one of them insured.
Yep.
And it's very, it's kind of frustrating. And I think that we were talking about that a little bit in the office about how there's this misconception. I mean, there's only room for one of us in the life draft, so neither one of us are going to get in. That's what the attitude most people take. And it's really a bad analogy because really what they have to understand is that, and you've got experience with this in your own family, it's the assumption that the person that doesn't qualify is going to end up in the long-term care situation first.
Mm-hmm.
And so the healthy spouse, it's not fair that they have insurance. They really need it for the other person, so they just won't get any, and then they can save their money and use it for the other person. And then what happens? The healthy spouse goes on claim first.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what happened in our house. My dad had severe heart issues. He had a heart attack. But my mom was still working. Everything was fine, you know. Mm-hmm. And they could have gotten long-term care insurance through Microsoft. But my dad wouldn't qualify. So they just ended up not doing it. Mm-hmm. Well, my mom was the one that ended up in long-term care. Mm-hmm. And my dad ended up being worse off because of it. Because he said, you know, I'll stand up. I'll take care of her, you know, and he ended up running himself into the ground.
That was so costly. Think about that. And that group plan that was available through Microsoft, I'm familiar mm-hmm. with it. It's pennies on dollars, just pennies on dollars.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You talk about, you know, we started off the show. I was talking about, you know, how I wanted to get this particular car and then they stopped making it and I never got it. And it's like, you know, and that car's worth, you know, 75 grand now, and my car's worth 2,500 bucks. And so that's kind of what happens on that thing for your parents. If they would have gotten that plan, even if she would have just got the coverage, your dad wouldn't have been covered, because perfect example, Papa mm-hmm. Jay's still around, you know, he's still on the couch, he's still hanging out, and your mom is gone, and she mm-hmm. fell into that situation first. And I think that there's also a huge misconception on what a long-term care event is. People don't understand the physical work needed. And that's what you said. Your dad wears himself out. They don't understand the emotional burden that it puts on the caregiver, the person that is healthy, just the constant ongoing decision making, especially for an evolving situation, right? Mm-hmm. We can have somebody coming in 2 hours a week right now, and then pretty soon it's 2 hours, 3 days a week, and then pretty soon it's 4 hours, and pretty soon, oh, what are we going to do now? We need somebody 8 hours. Well, it's time. Is it time for assisted living? Well, which one should we go to? There's just this constant ongoing onslaught of decisions that have to be made. And what are you doing? If you've never been there, you've never experienced it, and you're just assuming that your spouse is going to make all those decisions, and they're going to make the right ones, and they're going to know how to get you the right level of care. Yet what happens? It's just contrast that to, if I have a long-term care plan, you call the 800 number, you got a team of professionals on the other end. They understand what a physical impairment is. They understand what a cognitive impairment is. They know what home health care is versus assisted living, and they understand it. They've been there.
Well, because I see this often, you know, when we have someone in a long-term care situation, their loved ones, they like to have control of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they might not actually want to be doing the dirty work, but
right.
they want to at least make sure that their loved one's getting the right level of care. And so in a long-term care situation, their loved ones still step up and put in more than they think mm-hmm. that they're going to. But it's the worry and the burden that they continue to have in trying to make the right decisions that they feel so lost. And I think that's the emotional part that people don't think about mm-hmm. and what having a concierge team gives you. Like, you know, yes, I want to make the right decision for where my loved one's going to go, and it's going to be my decision. But yet, how do you get the right information? And that's yeah. where a claims concierge service comes in and says, we'll explain to you the difference between these things.
Yeah. And so I think of our client of the week this week, Matthew. You know, his wife is uninsurable, but he's assuming, you know, that, or a lot of people, I shouldn't say he isn't, because he totally gets it now. He has a plan in place. But a lot of people might assume in that, well, if he's healthy and he can get insurance and his wife can't, well, why would he get insurance? And it's just backwards, and we run into this all the time, and I say this all the time. If your spouse cannot get long-term care insurance, not only do you need insurance, you need a very, very meaningful plan put in place. Because number one, if you go on claim first, you're trying to protect those assets that you're going to use for your spouse, because mm-hmm. she can't get insurance, and you want to take the burden off of your spouse because they've already got some physical impairments. They're not going to be able to do all the things that need to be done in that care situation. And the vice versa of that is, if your spouse does end up in a long-term care situation, how much of your assets are you going to spend down to take care of them? Mm-hmm. Most people would say, I'll spend whatever it takes. So what does that leave you? That leaves you in a situation where then if you end up in long-term care, you know, your husband has a stroke, lives for 6 years, you burn through most of the assets, and then what? You're moving in with your kids because you don't have any assets left, and then the next step is Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you need that. A lot of times we'll get those lifetime benefits for that healthy spouse and say, look, We know you may spend every dollar you have taking care of your spouse, but guess what? You're going to have a lifetime benefit that will provide you an ongoing unlimited pension or stream of money to pay for care when you need it. And I think that's just crucial. And, you know, this is kind of hit home because we have a client we're working with right now out in Colorado, Dan. And, you know, he just lost his aunt and his uncle in a nursing home in New York. And if anybody's been watching the news, you know that New York just fumbled the ball on this. They were putting people, this was the same situation. They brought people with COVID into this nursing home. It was a special memory clinic. He was totally cognitive. It was his aunt that was struggling. So they moved into this place where she could go down for like 4 to 6 hours a day, and he could kind of have somewhat of a life, and then they would retreat back to their apartment together. Well, they isolate him, but they ended up getting it, and they both went down from the COVID. But in that situation, it's a classic example. He was still cognitive. He was feeling fine, but he was passed with the burden at the end of the life there of taking care of her, for they had isolated him for 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. And so he had to deal with her on this ongoing six-week thing. Well, a lot of people put themselves in that situation by not getting that insurance plan, and they think that the person that can't qualify is going to be the one that goes on claim first. They're not, and then that person that already has some issues can't really provide the care for them, and they can't mm-hmm. provide the care for themselves or the other person. So I just think it's something that is, you know, I look at it very personally with people. And a lot of people, I just had a call this morning, actually, and the guy's like, well, my wife can't get it, and I think I'm pretty well, I'm not going to worry about it. I was like, okay, well, you know what? All I can do is cross my fingers and hope and pray that that guy does not end up in a long-term care situation before his wife, mm-hmm. because it's going to be devastating if he does. It's going to be absolutely devastating. So again, you know, educate yourself about these topics. I mean, I think that's what we always talk about in our class. We have a very specific process. Start with education, understand the subject matter, and that's so you don't get sold something. I'm just going to be honest with you. I mean, that's why I'm in this business. Lots of sharky salespeople out there that just start spitting out quotes. Number two, we always start with that pre-screen. That's why we knew Matthew's wife wasn't going to qualify, because we pre-screened her ahead of time. We didn't submit her and get her turned down. What we did is we pre-screened and said, unfortunately, we don't have an avenue for her. So now let's look at some different angles for you. Let's look at this cash benefit plan, because this is where a cash benefit really shines, is in a situation like this. So start with the pre-screen form, and you handle all those pre-screens personally. And I know a lot of people are kind of, I don't know if I want to give this information up, but you have to.
Well, yeah. I mean, unfortunately, this kind of plan involves, you know, your age and your health is the biggest piece of it. It's really how you can qualify. And even especially now, I mean, this has always been vital since we've been doing this business. But especially now, pre-screening is so important, because things are changing day by day, it seems.
Absolutely. So again, get that pre-screen filled out, and we'll design that custom plan for you. Again, we got two classes coming up in June. June 10th at 3 o'clock. That's a Wednesday afternoon. And then June 20th at 9 a.m. That's a Saturday morning. All of that information is available on our website, 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. And by the way, you can also get the podcast there if you miss any of these shows, and get our radio schedule. We're on twice on Saturdays and once on Sunday. Everybody have a great week. We'll see you in June. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long-term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com. Tune in next Saturday morning at 8 to Long-Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on Cairo Radio.